Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Great to have your company. Now, listen, imagine that you've used Airbnb. Lots of people have these days. And maybe you've rented a house or an apartment. Now, imagine, say, for example, that it was a beautiful property. There was a bit of a, you know, sort of, let's say there's a bit of a hammock there, and there's a bit of a view, and there's a bit of an everything else there. And there's also a bit of a rope swing. Looks terrific. So what you do is you go to the rope swing. And then what you do is you just sort of go on it, and the trunk of that tree that it's tied to breaks off, hits you in the head, and basically you're gone. Well, this actually happened in Texas. A fellow called Zach Stone. So what happens if you die in an Airbnb rental? This is a pretty gruesome sort of a thing to have. The only man I can get to talk about this, Sam Macedoni from Macedoni Local, is on the line right now. Sam, take me through this. What, you're the legal expert. What happens in the case of renting a property from Airbnb? Who pays?
Well, this is a conundrum because it's not a hotel. It's not a commercial premises that cater for these sorts of things and have adequate insurances in place should something like this happen. But with Airbnb, what they've done in the past is the major complaints they've had are that the people who rent their houses are complaining that the renters are damaging the houses. So Airbnb have arranged for them to have up to $1 million cover for any damage that happens to their house. However, if you're the renter and you're injured, like this particular chappie was, in fact, he died, there's really no cover that you can get from Airbnb, and all you can rely on is the owner of the house itself. And if he or she is not insured, you're up the creek without a paddle.
The other point also is, I understand that Airbnb now has around 40,000 homes for rent on its site just in Australia alone. We're talking a lot of people and a lot of interested parties who have got Airbnb properties who have got to make a decision about this.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, look, if you want to go on holidays and you look up a B&B, that's, you know, bed and breakfast, these places are regulated. These places are inspected before they're put on the market. They're checked to make sure that they got fire alarms, that, you know, everything's got safety locks and procedures are in place, that landscapes won't cause injuries and things like that. But with Airbnb, there are no such things as inspections or certifications or regulation. They're totally unregulated. So you take the risk if you go there and you get injured, if the owner of the property hasn't got insurance to cover you, and I don't mean by that just ordinary insurance, because if you're using it for a commercial purpose, you need to declare that before you get it insured, you might not have any cover.
Do you know something, Sam? I've got that with a place that I've got, whereby we had it with one site and we got proper insurance through it that was actually almost like a landlord's insurance that actually covered us and covered anybody who was renting it. So it was different, cost more, there's no doubt about that. We've now thrown that onto Airbnb. We kept the insurance cover exactly the same. So we haven't used an ordinary householder's policy to make certain that we've covered ourselves for exactly this situation.
Well, that's what you've got to do. And what renters need to do is before they just jump into that beautiful property with a great outlook and a nice rope swing and a hammock, just check that should something happen, if the tree falls or the swing falls down or something else happen, that you are covered by adequate insurance. Otherwise, you end up, with nothing and nowhere to go.
There you go. Sam Macedoni from Macedoni Legal. He's the man to go to for all your legal questions and answers, and that's where we go as well. Sam, you have a great night.
Thank you, Ross. Bye.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know, and you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.